Would you stand with me and would you welcome to Alabama our dear friend, Apostle Chuck Pierce. Come on.
Wow. Now, keep standing for a moment. First of all, let's thank God for the sound that has come off. Come forth here today. Second of all, I want you to look around you. What you are experiencing is a miracle. Now look around. Now tell three people, we're a miracle that's happening. Wow. You know, you may be seated. It is my honor to be here with you. I, we all have our assignments that the Lord gives us, and we all are called to accomplish what He's asking us each to accomplish in the heavens. And I love that definition of, we're not the same, but we're each unique. And when we bring the uniqueness of who God made us together, the Spirit of God comes down in that place. Let's thank God for His Holy Spirit that is here. And at head of the year this year, the Lord asked me to go to Philadelphia every month and before anything that would affect our nation in the long run. So I actually flew to Philadelphia, Reggie and Aaron and I, and then from Philadelphia, because that's where, we formed so much about this nation, and the root of that formation is there. And then, of course, to come from there to here is very, very key, because I believe what is happening here affects the entire nation. Let's thank God for our nation. Of course, it's not that easy to get into Muscle Shoals. So from Philadelphia to Charlotte, and there's one way in, and it was, and then we all got blocked up out on the tarmac, and we had 45 minutes between the flight from Charlotte to Muscle Shoals, and we were on the tarmac for 50 minutes. And then when we got off, Aaron ran, and we were in B terminal, and where we were leaving from was E terminal, of course, and Aaron ran and begged them to hold the plane. And they held the plane and got us here. I love it. So that said to me, there's a portal that God will be sure He brings us through in days ahead here in Alabama. And I want to share some of that with you, because I do believe you being here brings a next assignment from heaven to you. And of course, Eddie and Mickey, we thank God for having you. Ray and Denise, and then of course there's the Nesbitts that I know so well, and Ray, it's just great to see you. You know, there's a verse in the Bible about the two witnesses that end up here with in latter days. You know, everybody else gets raptured, and those two witnesses are here. That'll be Ray and I. Along with the cockroaches. And, you know, there's just some of us that have been around and stay around. And so Ray and I have been able to be together all over the world, and it is such a blessing for what we see the Lord doing here in Alabama. Now, on top of that, you have the game of the season today here in Alabama, between Alabama and Auburn. The thing is, the state of Alabama can't lose. That sort of looks like this place right now. You can't lose based upon where you're headed. Now, here's some things I want to show you. Then I want to share some things and then give you an assignment. We've entered this harvest time. And I think we addressed that today because harvest doesn't come because we all come to church and everybody else decides they want what we have. Harvest comes because you're out working in the field. This becomes a storehouse where you're bringing all of those in the field that you're harvesting into. And so we're in a harvest time. I believe we entered that incredible harvest time in September of 2019. Something happened, and I loved what Kent said, that this move happened and started happening in 2019. But we kept paving the way from 2008 on. I mean, we would just decree Alabama would be what God intended Alabama to be as the prototype to this nation. But in 2019, something happened worldwide. See, in Ephesians, the Lord has his scripture where there comes a moment where he creates one new man. And you're working always toward one new man, Jew, Gentile, coming into a place. And when you look historically of what happened at the Passover of March 2020, my year always starts at Feast of Tabernacles. And at that year, we entered into a new era. It was an era is where history shifts. And in Hebrew, it's called the pay era. And pay, I always go through and look at every pay word in the Word of God. At the beginning of a year, I look at that year in relationship to the decade we're living in. And you can begin to gain great insight into what God is doing prophetically. And at that Feast of Tabernacles, we entered this pay season, and one of the words for this season is Passover. Therefore, we are living in a Passover era. That means every year, as we approach Passover, we are pressing into our next level of history that is being written for this season. And so, in this harvest time, we have to remember that we are progressing toward the land of fruitfulness. Now look at somebody and say, this land is becoming fruitful. Now, in 2020 at Passover, something happened because God pulled all the Jews. Since the very first Passover written in the Word of God, it was the first time we had all been pulled behind our door. And see, that's key and how God intended Passover. So for the first time in history in March, God pulled both Jew behind the door, but he used COVID to make sure all the Gentiles came behind the door. And therefore, here we all are worldwide doing Passover the way God intended. I believe that initiated one new man coming into its next level of maturity. Both Jew and Gentile worldwide doing Passover. And what God did from heaven, I believe, by the Spirit, was evaluate each nation and look at each nation. And in our nation, look at each state to see who really was going to pass over and move toward the fruitfulness of what he has planned. And so with that, you have to remember as we keep moving, we're in this time of recovery. The Lord spoke to me, awakened me on November the 3rd, election time, and he said, you have just entered your 3 years of turnaround. Now, and then he said this, because I asked him one question, because many of you know I've written books, several books, many books, on how when the Lord visited me in 86, he showed me from 86 to 96, 96 to 2006, 2006 to 2016, 2016 to 2026. I mean, in detail, it has been a prophetic roadmap for what he is doing worldwide. And you say, well, I wonder why he showed you. And I think it's just because he knew I would open my mouth and say what he said. It's really that simple. And that if I would do that, he would find all the avenues for me to do that. And it has been a prophetic roadmap. But I asked the Lord one question that night of the election, the night before our election occurred this year. I didn't ask him who was going to win the election. I asked him, I said, Lord, can you show me anything past 2026? Lord, can you reveal the future to me beyond 2026? At 3 a.m. that morning, he awakened me and he said, Hezekiah, extend time. And my life has the word in it. So I started thinking through all of the word concerning Hezekiah and the history of the kings. And all of a sudden at 4 a.m., the phone rang from Israel. And it was a group, and they said, we have been praying for America for the last 3 hours. We know it's only 4 a.m. there, but the Lord told us to call you right now and say, he is saying Hezekiah to you. It's that clear when God wants to be sure we understand. And of course, the enemy, Sennacherib and Rabshakeh, was trying to take out every nation. And what they would do is they would take down the God of that nation. And they got to Israel, said, you're next in line. But they had never run into the God of Israel. And the prophet Isaiah rose up and said, because it looked bad. It looked very bad for them. And the prophet Isaiah rose up and said, you're going to make it this year. Next year will be similar. But the third year, every seed and every remnant that has gone and continued going will go and root downward and then press upward, and you will be fruitful. Now, all of a sudden, I jumped up, at 4 a.m., screaming in the house. My wife and I are not the same. We don't have any sameness about us other than we have become one in him through the years. And I said, Lord, I'm already in 2025 because my year starts at Feast of Tabernacles. That's the first year you address here. The second year, 2026. And then you say the third year, we're going to prosper and become fruitful. That's 2027. All of a sudden I started shouting and woke Pam up and told her, we're going to make it now all the way to 2027. She said, well, thank God for that. I've been waiting since 1986 to see if you could ever get us there. Now, I'm telling you, it's key. Now, I'm also telling you, Alabama is the prototype to get us all the way into extended time in this nation. Look at somebody and say, we're going to make it and go further. And so what you find is the sound of heaven's throne and his glory must penetrate and produce redemption in the people, in the land, and the cultural fiber of a nation. And you have to have a prototype that does that. I could go back and remember everything, every visit I have had to Alabama and how you have progressed. That started for me in 1988. And you have continued to progress. And it brings us, but see, now you're shifting the sound of heaven into Alabama so it can shift all the way across this nation. And listen, you guys have a sound. I mean, it's amazing the sound you have here in Alabama. And see, because we're living in this year of kingdom war, the kingdom violent pursuers must arise and release the sound that will penetrate. So you have gotten to a place representing a whole state that now is saying, we're bringing the sound of heaven down in this state and we're going to release it completely to an entire nation. And the nation will break through. Let's give a shout and thank God for that. And I thought about what Ray was saying because we have entered 5785 in Hebrew, 2025 in our calendar, but you're still in 5. The thing about Hebrew is a whole language and you can see a lot more from it. And so 5 is always linked with abundant grace. Therefore, we're in the season where abundant grace can overpower us. And it's the same type of grace that came down during the early church. And that's what we're in. And when you look at it from a Hebraic year, you see that it's the new beginning of abundant grace. What Ray was saying to us about new. And it's the battle, but it also, 5 has another word. It's about high places. So that says, I am bringing grace upon you. Now, grace is, you can't do anything to get it, but see, by you gathering today, favor manifests from the grace he's pouring out. Therefore, every one of you that have walked in here today will wear favor out. See, grace and favor go together. They're not quite the same, but you will wear favor out because he's pouring down grace in this gathering. You could feel the outpouring of grace in this gathering. And you, when you walk out, you're walking into a new dimension of new. Now tell somebody, I'm stepping into a new dimension of new. And the high places that have ruled Alabama won't be able to rule Alabama
by the next year when we come together at this time. Because, see, this summarizes this year ahead. It's the year for Goliath to be dethroned. Now, one of the best teachings I've ever heard came from Ray Hughes when he was teaching on the sound of those stones that David threw and penetrated and literally penetrated the atmosphere and knocked out that which had impregnated the atmosphere. See, that's the whole issue of Goliath. It wasn't that he was bigger than everybody. He had a louder voice that had caused all of Israel to believe they were going to be defeated. And David came in just out of the field where he was working. His dad sent him in onto the battlefield, and when he got there, he said, "Why y'all listen to this?" And Saul allowed him to go up against this atmospheric rule in the territory. See, for 40 days, he had said, this atmosphere will be an atmosphere of defeat for Israel. And let me tell you something. When you walk out of here, you're going to be like a knife that cuts through every place you walk in Alabama. Let's say you're going to be a stone that cuts through everything that is penetrating the atmosphere of where you came from. Because, see, God gathered us all here so you can go back into where those demons are trying to convince people and know all of a sudden you're going to hear what they're saying and you're going to have the word to say back. You're going to have the sound to decree back. And it's going to cause Alabama to come into its next level of glory. Now, here's why this is so important. And I think Kent said this to us this morning. See, the Lord spoke to me and said, America has now entered the danger zone. We're in one of the most incredible danger zones we've ever had. Thank God we have somebody that has a voice. Trust me, he has as a leader. And he has a kingdom influence, and all you're ever looking for in a president or the king of a territory is, will they represent with their voice what the people really believe? And you need to look at your neighbor and say, we are a kingdom of ruling priests. And these next 4 years, we have someone who is willing to represent the voice of the kingdom priest. Now, hell hates that. And the Lord told me this while we were flying in here. He said, Alabama is going to stand between all the giants that would love to bring America down this year. Now, get ready. Matter of fact, you better just stand up right now and say, I got to get my feet fixed. I mean, put your hand on somebody and tell them you're going to be able to stand, and when you can't stand, keep standing. Amen. You may be seated. Because, see, this is what the Lord showed me from heaven on May 31st, 2008. Alabama lit up from heaven. God catches me up and I can look down. Now, there's a big responsibility in that, because when he sends you down, you have to say what he commands you to say. And that can be danger also, if you don't know exactly what you're saying. When he caught me up, this is what Alabama looked like in this nation. Now, some states didn't even have a glow. Every state had a faint river called a triumphant reserve for the future. And the Lord said, what he showed me, he told me when I was there with him in 2008, he said, I will begin to evaluate how each remnant is moving in America beginning 2020. Now, Alabama, it had this incredible glory realm that no other state had. I mean, you excelled with brilliance. You know, that's good. You ought to tell somebody. You excel with brilliance. Now, it took over 10 years before anybody would grab hold and start moving in this the way you did. But in 2019, we thank God that the Maddox decided, you know, we've heard him say this for 10 years. We might as well just grab hold of it and move forward. And they have. Let's thank God for them. And, you know, let me just go on record and say it. You know, I can say things over and over and over again. I am not responsible for what you do. I am only responsible for what I say. And how, and God can tell me to say it till you are ended. And I'm at, when, if he blows up a whole nation, I can say, well, Lord, I went there and said what you said. They just, and I said it several times, they just didn't listen. The issue with Alabama is you decided to listen. It was amazing. I was in Belfast in January, and the guy leading worship said, you gave me a word when I was in California, and you told me that if I went back across the pond, I was going to get in a mess. And he said, and I didn't listen to your word, and I got in a mess. And I said, well, I'm going to give you another word today, and maybe you'll listen. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's your business. I know my role. Now, this is what Alabama looks like in all 12 regions. It's exploding with glory. You're moving with glory. James helps me stay very visual in what we're seeing. And this is what I want to say to you, because we started off this way today. We have entered a time frame of rehearsal before entering the promised land. In other words, God brought you here today to rehearse as you enter in. Now look at somebody and say, he said, as we enter in. It was brought up Thunder Mountain. It was brought up the baptism of the state. See, God is saying rehearse, repeat. This started last month, because last month was when Moses gave them everything. It took him 37 days to tell them what the book of Deuteronomy is, to go back and tell them all they had gone through in their history. And he did that because God told Joshua the day that mantle passed, Joshua, you're going to have to meditate day and night on everything Moses has said to you. And if you'll do that, every step you take from this day, you will be successful. Now, I am telling you, God brought you together to rehearse and to say, we are heading forth with these new charges as we move forward. And the Lord had told them 40 years prior, he would send an angel before them. In Exodus 23, and he said, don't get messed up with that angel. That angel not only left, that angel didn't come back until 40 years later to visit with Joshua to say, let's go. Wow. Now, I am telling you, you are at a place where the Lord is sending you forth from here with a stirring in you that I don't think you can back up. And the Lord had to bring us here for a reason, because what did they rehearse? They rehearsed the song of Moses. See, you've always got to have the song or the sound in the atmosphere. Every month at First Fruit, from that time forward, they would rehearse the sound and the song that Moses wrote when they came out of Egypt. And they were to rehearse it and use that sound never to back up again. Now, this is what I want to say to you. God is still telling us in the book of Revelation, rehearse this same song. In other words, every generation, every month, was to rehearse the sound of triumph for their region and their nation. Of all the states in America, Alabama has the best shot at turning this nation around in the next 3 years. And see, that brings us to an understanding that the sound and the song have to be part of what is leading the movement. And see, we wage a good war from the prophecies that have been made about us. Therefore, when you start rehearsing all that has gone on in Alabama since 1948, you're going to see this nation, even though it had much resistance to change, has progressed more spiritually than any other state in our nation. All you have to do is look at the history. You've torn down the wall between black and white. You've torn down the wall and tearing down the wall between dominant Europeanism and the first people. You have progressed and decided that you will all meet together and keep going. You don't even have to like each other. You have just decided you will meet together, worship together, keep going until an entire nation changes. That's what makes this meeting different from others' meetings. Because the Lord says, I will, see, this is one of those prophecies that goes on and we're living today. I will, after these things, I will rebuild. Go ahead, Aaron. I will rebuild the tent of David, which has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it. What you're doing today, you have said the tabernacle of David now will cover all of Alabama. And David's tabernacle is being restored in this year in a way. It was to be restored in every generation. There have been generations that have skipped that restoration, but I can honestly look at America and say to America, David's tabernacle is being restored. All you have to do is go back to that portal of sound near Muscle Shoals, and Alabama gathered together, and they have decreed to America the tabernacle of David is being restored in this nation. Now, with that, James, help me with this. And this is really what the year looks like. Like four is always linked with a door of access. Five is always linked with the window of heaven opening and the sound and word of God penetrating the earth realm and glory being released. Now, this is what is so key that I want to leave with you this morning. Satan, when he fell, he formed a covering with two things. With one dimension, he formed the covering in the earth realm with sound. And what he was over was wealth. Therefore, he used sound to cover over the wealth of our future. And there comes a time where God says, I'm going to break that covering that is stopping you from having your next level of prosperity. See, he was the overseer of wealth and sound, so when he was cast down, he operated in the unregenerate state of that. And he was cast down because he was beautiful and he wanted to exalt his sound above God's sound. And the other thing that the Word of God says, that the Lord found iniquity in his trading systems. This meeting today will shift the economy of America. His covering, that's the same word used with occult. It means he will cause something to be concealed and disappear from view. And he will use that very mysteriously to empower a supernatural realm that causes people to be deadened. Now, I am saying, Alabama, you are breaking the sound barrier. You have gathered today to say, because that's what, Aaron, if you can, go back to that picture of the United States. What happened when I looked down was that covering came off of Alabama. And all of a sudden, the true glory that was in this state could be seen and go out to all America. I decree today you have addressed the covering.
Wow.
Now, let me say this. Sound has three dimensions, and then I'm going to end this up. Sound, it's either absorbed. Go ahead, Aaron. It's absorbed, it's reflected, or it transmits through. Now, I am here to degree. I don't want to teach on sound because Ray can do that for us. But I am here to decree that you are being charged to cause the sound of heaven to permeate an entire nation in days ahead. Now, this is what it looks like. And I want you to think the region you're from here in Alabama or the state that you have come to join with Alabama. See, Satan has to form a veil of covering. He uses our iniquities in the land to form the veil. You have gone to every county in this state and decreed a sanctification of the land. See, that weakens that veil. It weakens that which is covering over the future of this land. You have so weakened the veil that was over Alabama that God brought me here today. Get ready. That thing is about to rip into pieces and disintegrate. Because, see, once Satan has a veil, he can build his throne and rule from his voice. I am here to announce the thrones that he has built in Alabama, every state. Not every state had apostolic centers, Eddie, like this. Our glory castles that would be used for the future. When God caught me up in 2008, I could see every iniquity where Satan was ruling from every state. And the Lord says, you have gotten to a place of progressing. You are progressing toward fruitfulness. And you have gotten to this place of progression where all of a sudden his thrones under the weak covering that still exists are about to crumble in this state. And see, all of a sudden, the land will start singing with heaven. See, heaven has the sound. You stand on the land in this first heaven, and you have the ability to grasp that sound. But there comes a time where this dynamic alignment occurs. And all of a sudden, every place you walk in the land sings the song of heaven. Now, this is what I want to leave with you. And I'll probably speak a little more on this tomorrow. See, when heaven and earth align, things begin to happen. The Spirit of God begins to cause the new season to become newer. See, new, you have to think about it. You're moving from glory to glory, face to face, strength to strength, and you're coming into a better quality every step you take. The atmospheric movement begins to occur. See, it's just like when you baptized Alabama, the fish begin to jump. All of a sudden, you start redefining your mission field. You can see it in a way you couldn't see it last season. And you begin to say, what is my role in this harvest field? Angels, every time you utter, angels begin to... You could feel angels when certain songs were being sung here. They would rush by. Angelic movement begins to happen. Alabama, the angel of the Lord for Alabama is moving and fluttering his wings in a way over Alabama that I do not see it happening in any other state. All of a sudden, as you're sent out today, you can see the thin places between heaven and earth.
Right.
You're able to see God did something here, and now the atmosphere is more thin here, and as we worship, breakthrough's coming. Certain churches are thin places. Certain territories are thin places. Muscle Shoals is a thin place. And yet, what you have to know is heaven has to invade fully what God intended this area to be. You're known for sound. But from this meeting, heaven invades the sound. That doesn't mean all Christian songs are going to come from here. What it means is we will be able to hear what God is saying from the sound that comes from this territory.
Right.
Wow. Thin places are so key to understand right now. I do not know a state anywhere that decided we will gather at a thin place. We'll come into an apostolic center, a place that God is determining to bring the expression of the new kingdom move from. We will begin to express and rehearse how we got here. And then we will be sent out, new and fresh, back to the 12 regions to bring down heaven. Now, I am here to tell you, you have the ability from this meeting to uncover things that have never been uncovered before. I decree that you are being sent fully to find the thin places here in this state. You already have been commissioned for the four states around you. And then from there, you will be used to express the kingdom to an entire nation. Let's all stand up. When you get there, you have to worship new. See, God is restoring the worship of heaven across Alabama. You don't worship. You can enter in just like we did today. An example. But all of a sudden, while you're there, you're going to pull down a sound that has never been brought in to the earth realm. The Lord says to Alabama today, the sound of heaven is yours if you will pull it in to this atmosphere. Let's give a shout and thank God for what he's doing. Put your hand on somebody, and I hope we have first people here from the land. Put your hand on somebody and say, the sound you have never heard will come through your feet. Now, I'm going to have the front rows step forward, all of you. The Lord told me this is an older key ring that someone found up in their attic. And the Lord said, they brought it to me, and I immediately said, this is for Alabama. And the Lord said, I will use Alabama to tear down a threefold, separate a threefold cord that has never been separated, and I will give them keys to cause that cord to be unlocked, and the cord of religion that has stopped a move of God through all of America from Alabama, you're going to break its power. You can pass those three keys from region to region to region. I decree you are the prototype to extend us into the future.